Baby boomers and rerun watchers probably know the Addams Family best from the black and white TV series of the 1960s. As luck would have it, one of the original characters from that series is also in town this weekend. In his continuing coverage of all things Addams, John Hingsbergen had an opportunity to chat with the original Cousin It, or at least the actor inside the furry costume, Felix Silla.
Cousin It, you are going to be the star of our new play, the hero, Claude. Oh, I think I'm allergic to you.
I was called for an interview at one of the studio in Los Angeles in 1964, I guess, 63, 64. I arrived at the studio. They sent me to this office, and I waited about 5-10 minutes, and all of a sudden these two gentlemen showed up, and they look at each other, and they look at me. This was on Friday evening. They look at each other, and they look at me, and they said, "That's it." And I said, he says, "It's, you got the job." and I said, "What do you mean? That's it? You got the job?" They didn't tell me anything on Friday what I was supposed to be doing. So they said, "Well, you come back on Monday. We'll start working." I said, "Okay, I'll be back on Monday, bright and early." And I showed up at the studio, and all of a sudden, this wardrobe lady, and they came out with this couple of wigs, and they put a wig on my head and another one around my waist, like, you know, hula-type skirt. And then they blended together with a brush, and they put a pair of sunglasses on my face. And there'd be, and I said, it was a Cousin It. It wasn't, you know, alive, invented. That's how it became.
You had no idea what this was going to be.
No, I had no idea whatsoever.
Gentlemen, the moment you've all been waiting for, we give you our star, Cousin It.
What is that?
It's Cousin It, our leading man.
Really a new face, eh?
New face? I don't see no face at all. I am a director, not a barber.
Did you ever have spoken lines as Cousin It?
Cousin It never said anything. I remember one of the episodes, one of the show, they were teaching me how to do a play or do some type of magic, and then Carolyn Jones, she kept telling me, you know, the rain in Spain, a saddle, mainland, a plane, whatever, and she kept telling me to repeat. I finally said it, but it wasn't my voice. The voice was all pre-recorded, or I don't know, because 30 years later, I finally found a man, the gentleman that did my voice on Cousin It.
Stop it!
Is something wrong?
Something wrong! Terrible!
Sounded fine to me.
Oh, that's impossible! I will not work with such insanity!
What was the high point of your career as Cousin Ed? Was there one episode that stood out as being your favorite?
You know what? All the episodes that I did with the Addams Family, they were great to me. They were all nice. I was sitting at my chair. They made this little director chair. I was all dressed up, ready to go on, off the set. And all of a sudden, the director called me up and said, "Well, Felix, we need you." So I got up and stood up and walked toward the camera. And all of a sudden, I heard the words. Somebody said, "There he goes, Frankie Lane toupee." And I couldn't figure out who was. Because I know Frankie Lane used to wear a toupee. So, anyway, after the show, after this, you know, the scene that we did, and we stopped, and I asked someone, I said, who was that gentleman that said, "There he goes, Frankie Lane toupee"? And the guy told me, he says, "That was Bob Hope. He came on a visit on the set, and he saw me walking with this long wig, and he made a joke about Frankie Lane's toupee. Like, if there he goes, Frankie Lane, like, you know, Frankie Lane's toupee is walking." And it was Bob Hope came on the set and visited.
Felix Silla, who is 3'11", by the way, is in town for the Lexington Comic and Toy Convention. The original Cousin It and the actor who portrayed Lurch in the two Addams Family films will be part of a talkback family reunion on stage immediately after the Friday night production at the Opera House. Both of the actors will be at the Comic and Toy Convention at Heritage Hall throughout the weekend. Information about the Addams Family musical at the Opera House is online at lexingtonoperahouse.com. Sweet. Just ahead, world-renowned cellist Yo-Yo Ma and the Silk Road Ensemble grace two Kentucky stages next week on Arts Weekly Here and Now. We're gonna pay a call on the Addams Family.